So basically, from what I gathered, you guys were just trying to help people out, right?
Yeah, I'm Pastor Gamble here with Trinity Gospel Temple. And essentially, the Case Farm people came to us and said, listen, we'd like to make chicken available to people at a very, very discounted rate because people are really struggling. We'd like to keep people working. We don't want to waste the chicken. We want to make it available to the community. Can we use your parking lot? And we said, you know, if it's going to help people, absolutely. We just want to, you know, help people. So I think it was like 50 cents a pound for dark meat, maybe a dollar a pound for light meat, you know, white meat. And, you know, in the stores right now, it's probably around $2.15 a pound to $2.50 a pound. So people are really struggling financially.
Mm-hmm. So you were selling it. Where was the money going?
Actually, we were not selling
it. Okay.
Yeah.
They were selling
Case,
it here.
Case Farm.
Okay.
Was selling it so that they could keep their people
Correct.
Working. You
okay.
know what I'm saying?
So the church, they could, you're just, the you're just serving
got,
as a location for them to
yeah,
do
the
this.
Yeah, the church is making no money on it whatsoever.
Okay, that, okay that's
yeah.
fair. Okay. And so once this got stopped, did they talk to you about any other ideas, maybe donating it or something? Do you know anything
Actually,
about
I
that?
Wasn't walked up, I wasn't up there with them when that happened, but they just essentially said that that they didn't want them to sell on the parking lot like that to Case. I mean, they didn't talk to us because it wasn't our deal mm-hmm. as a church. We just were providing the parking lot for them. And we really had no idea that we'd get this kind of response.
Yeah.
We basically just threw something up on social media night before last and hundreds, which tells you how really desperate.
Yeah.
People are really, really desperate. You know, so you know, you have to balance the fact that the community has certain, you know, rules and regulations. We don't know all of those things, but we just know that people are hungry and we're trying to help them. So we do here at the Dream Center, we give, like this next Thursday, we'll be giving food out. You know, several hundreds of people will come, you know, to get food as well. So we also give away food.
Mm-hmm. And our volunteers wear masks and they wear gloves and they actually bring, they deliver it to the cars. Nobody gets out. It's just
drive-through.
Yeah. Right into their
trunk.
Which
is what was happening here today as well.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask next was what else is being done. And it looks like, you know, your church has a really good system in place to help people out. So
yeah, we're doing a lot of different things in the community. But we just thought this would be a... you know, a good thing because it keeps the economy going, it keeps
mm-hmm.
people working, the chickens aren't wasted, and they were giving it to them at such a bargain discount rate
mm-hmm.
that it just sounded like a good thing. And obviously it was because there were hundreds and hundreds of people here, you know, so...
And when they were making those transactions, people were staying in their cars?
Oh yeah,
nobody got out.
And on a different question, just out of curiosity, what's the plan for Easter Sunday? I know that... It's you know, a huge day for the Christian religion and everything, but are you guys doing your services Skype?
So I'll tell you what we're doing. We've been doing for several weeks. We're streaming online,
mm-hmm.
And we do that at Trinity Gospel Temple Facebook page and Cathedral of Life Church Facebook page. So in addition to streaming, we also are doing conference calls with our seniors because some of them can't do the media thing, so they just call in and they can do that. And as well this Sunday, for those who show up, we're not trying to get everybody to show up, but if they do, we have an FM transmitter, and if they stay in their car in the parking lot, they can turn to the 105.5 and they can listen right here. It's a, you know, it's an FM transmitter that,
mm-hmm.
that just transmits on our parking lot. So you know, you can't get the word out to everybody. Sometimes people show up anyway. We don't want to send them away, but if they show up, they can listen in their car. They can't get out,
mm-hmm.
but they can listen in their car.